This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, Jordan Harbinger here from The Art of Charm. Welcome to Minisode Monday, your weekly shot of personal development espresso. Happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and actionable that you can implement right away that'll make you more magnetic and effective. Today, we're back with my friend Vanessa Van Edwards, who was just recently on the show discussing first impressions, the science of popularity, social attraction, romantic attraction, and what we can tell from people's photographs. And today, we're talking about value languages. So here we go, Vanessa.
So happy to be here. Yeah, value exchange is one of these topics that always makes people a little bit nervous, but I'm going to try to take the sting out of it. So basically, it's this idea. It's researcher Uriel Foa. He discovered that our relations are transactions. Our relationships are all trying to give and take resources. And this is a very, some people say, a hard way of looking at relationships, but I think it's actually just a more honest way of looking at relationships. And his argument is that we are constantly on the lookout and trying to get resources that we lack. Usually these are things that we missed out on in our childhood. And there are 6 different value languages he discovered. And this is a little bit different than the 5 love languages, if you've heard of them. The love languages are how you show appreciation. The value languages are how you get resources, what you hope to get out of your relationships. So here are the 6. And you can kind of see which one sounds most like you. 1, information. So seeking out advice, ideas, opinions, teaching. Jordan, I think that you have a informational transaction with your audience. Your relationship is informational. You get really interesting people who give information, advice, and opinions. So that's a resource that you offer. So people are listening to you for that. The second one is goods. So tangible products, objects, materials. This would be if you're in a relationship with a broker or your relationship with a shopkeeper, even to the extent of women who are in relationships for material items, houses, money, those kinds of things. The third one is status. So you give praise, titles, responsibility. And so this would be a really good example. This would be your relationship with your boss, right? So yes, your boss also gives you money or income, but you also want titles, you want prestige, you want fame or reputation. People who blog or have businesses that are lifestyle businesses, the resource they often want is status. They want likes, they want shares, they want notoriety. The fourth one is service. So support, warmth, care, comfort, being taken care of. So you're constantly in search of someone who's going to support you in your endeavors. The last 2, the easiest ones, love. So affection, acceptance, or likability, being liked, people pleasers. They are constantly looking for love. And the last one is the most basic one, which is money. So this is just currency or coin. What's interesting about these value languages is they really do tie to our history or our self-narrative. So when I'm thinking about when I first meet someone, I'm trying to figure out what are they getting up in the morning for? Like, what drives them beyond the bigger picture dreams and mission? Why are they writing this blog? Is it to get extra money, get extra income? Is it to get notoriety? They don't care about the money, but it's about credibility and respect. Is it about being liked, feeling like people really want their opinions? Is it about information, so knowledge? And when I am interacting with someone, especially on dates or in interviews, I am asking questions, trying to answer the question, what is this person's value language?
I love this because any sort of nomenclature / archetypes we can use to read people are super, super useful for us. And they're useful in that we can not only start to examine people's motivations, but we can kind of see them in real time if we're getting sharper and sharper with this. How do you recommend people practice looking at these, recognizing these, and then later on, of course, in another show, we can teach people how to use these?
Yeah. So the first thing that I would think about is using these for motivation. So this is the best way to hack motivation. So motivating employees, motivating colleagues, motivating people to your opinion. Resources are the key to motivating people in the right way. So what you're trying to think about is scarcity or abundance. So the people in your life, to identify their resource language or their value language, is to try to think about, what does this person complain about not having enough of, right? So what are they constantly being like, oh, like I'm not getting enough blank, or I don't have enough money, or no one ever listens to my opinion, or people always forget my name, or I wish I could afford that car, whatever it is. What are they complaining about in scarcity? That's usually what they are desperately craving. And then what do they brag about in abundance? So what are they constantly saying they have a lot of? So are they always saying that they're in the know? Are they telling you the latest gossip? Are they trying to share all the latest studies and information with you? That would be also my body language. I'm constantly talking about the most recent study I read. Or are they bragging about all their likes on their Instagram or their Facebook accounts or their followers? Are they bragging about all the money they have and all the flashy stuff they have? The brags come out in what they have a lot of, and that's often usually what they will give to you, what they offer to other people. So that's usually what I'm looking for is what are the brags and what are the complaints?
Nice. So this week, take a look at brags and complaints when you hear them. And try to match them up with these different sort of value archetypes or value nomenclature just in your head. Don't have to do anything yet. Don't have to try to take advantage of it or use it or even really note it. Just note it in the moment so that you get used to seeing it. And I feel like those of us that listen to AOC regularly will, the rest of it will kind of fall into place. And of course, people can listen to the other episodes that we've done on the show to get an inkling for how to do that. Those will be linked up in the show notes as well. Thank you, Vanessa.
Thanks for having me.
For the full show with Vanessa, with lots more just like this, check out the episode on the Art of Charm podcast that just aired recently here. The link to that show is in the show notes. It's episode 610. Also, let me know how this goes over the next few weeks and months as you integrate this into your life. Tweet me at the Art of Charm and let me know how this is working out for you. Don't forget about the AOC Challenge. It'll help you connect with others, create more productive personal and business relationships. We take you step by step to help you move forward, and there's a Facebook group with thousands of other AOC family taking the challenge as well. Of course, AJ and I are in there with the rest of the Art of Charm team, helping you all move through the challenges. It's great to see us and see the growth going on in there. It's really, really amazing. I'd love to see you in there. Text AOC, that's AOC, to 38470. Text AOC to 38470, or go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and get rocking.
Johnny, we know if you listen to the show, you are driven. In fact, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
We have hired a lot of team members over the last 17 years. Going through endless resumes, well, that's a time sink. But you know what else is a time sink? Interviewing endless people. Because they're all going to give you the best face forward.
That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/charm. Just go to Indeed.com/charm right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/charm. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Now, have a great week.